This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitas. Let's go right to that workers' compensation law firm, Hall & Capitas fan hotline, to talk to our good friend Doran Dickerson. Doran, how you doing tonight, sir? And hopefully you're enjoying the sun and continue to work on your golf swing, sir.
I'm doing pretty good. I just got a workout in on my new Peloton bike, so that's pretty awesome. And doing the workouts there are pretty cool. And yeah, enjoying the night, and I gotta recover from the weekend. I gotta have a good match this coming weekend. My buddies are coming in from Charlotte, so I gotta show them that my golf game has improved. So, and it didn't look that good when we went out last week. I know that, but I gotta improve.
Well, I think that we can all improve in that area, and so we will continue all to work on our games. Doran, one of the more exciting and fun things is when people make fun of Andrew Filippone. And today it was Arthur Motes' turn to basically jump on Pony for his list. Did you happen to see his list of top 10 coaches in the NFL?
I did.
No Mike Tomlin in the top 10. Let's start there. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's ridiculous. I believe that Mike Tomlin's definitely a top 10 quarterback in the league. If, you know, a spot was open for a team and he was, you know, on the street, a free agent coach, I'm sure that he'd be one of the top candidates to ask to come in and interview for the job and potentially be hired. So I think it's ridiculous. And then, obviously, I'm sure what you're getting at is the one clickbait coach that was on there, Andrew Filippone's favorite coach from Syracuse, my coach from Buffalo whenever I was there, and Doug Marrone at number 10, which is so ridiculous.
That doesn't even make a lot of sense. Here's it. Right. I mean, that's just him trying to troll people. You know, what are your thoughts, though, on guys like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan? I know that they are like the young wonder boys and everything else, but shouldn't they like have to accomplish some things over the course of more than 2 or 3 years before we start putting them in the top five of lists like this?
Well, I mean, they've made it to Super Bowls and they've come close to winning them. So a guy like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, I mean, that's right up my alley as a former player, as a flex, you know, motion tight end. You know, those guys are willing to evolve their offenses to what works and what is, going to be efficient for the team. And they're very, very creative. They're young. They like the fast-paced offense. They like the no-huddle. They like to get the ball in the athlete's hands. So I'm okay with those guys being in the top 10 because it's only a matter of time before one of those guys wins the Super Bowl. I mean, probably this year, you know, with Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan and then Jared Goff and Sean McVay and, you know, the things that they've been doing with the Rams. I think that those two guys are very, very close to winning a Super Bowl, and they're somewhat young. I mean, McVay, I think, is a year older than me. I think he's 33 years old. Kyle Shanahan, he's actually been around for a while, been around for about 12 years in the NFL. So, I mean, he has some stripes on his shoulder as a coach, as an assistant, and as a coordinator. So I think those guys are right around the corner. I do agree with those guys being in the top 10 for sure.
Well, what I'd say, I think he has him in his top five. And I look at like guys like Pete Carroll, you know, who's somebody who I think, you know, is one of the best coaches out there. I think he should definitely be in the top. I would say top three. I don't know. What are your thoughts on Pete Carroll?
Oh, I love Pete Carroll. I think that he's a player's coach. He's very consistent. He knows what works, and you know, his plan. I mean, it's just like Belichick. I mean, it's just like all these really coaches. You know, they stick to their guns and what works for them over the past few years. They don't really change it. They kind of fine-tune it a little bit, but they don't really have to change that much because they have their program set. Their machine is well-oiled, and they know what they need. They know what type of players they need to come in and fulfill their successes and what they want to do in the season. So I am a big, big, big fan of Pete Carroll, especially the way he put together those defenses and the last 6 years ago with the Legion of Boom, and then obviously drafting Russell Wilson and taking a chance on him, Marshawn Lynch. I mean, those guys, you know, they created a little bit of a dynasty there those couple years back in the early 2010s. So I'm a huge fan of Pete Carroll. I'm not that big a fan of Sean Payton. I'm really not. Won one Super Bowl. You know, he does have a great offense. He does have Drew Brees, and, you know, they seem to not be able to get back to the Super Bowl ever since 2006. So I'm not a big Sean Payton guy at all.
Yeah, I always have felt like he's a little bit overrated, I mean, in a lot of ways. You know, transitioning into quarterbacks, though, Cam Newton is obviously now with the New England Patriots. You know, you spent a little time up there with the Patriots. Do you feel like they are the kind of team that can adapt to Cam Newton? Because I think if they can a little bit adapt what they do on offense, and he's right, they could be a pretty scary team again.
I mean, I think this is the perfect storm for Cam Newton. I believe that he's going to be healthy this year. You know, he had some time off to heal up. This is probably going to be one of the first time in his careers where he has a legit offensive coordinator and a legit head coach. I mean, I know that, you know, his head coach before was legit, but, I mean, you have Bill Belichick. I mean, it's very hard to go into that program and not expect to win. I know Tom Brady is gone, but Cam Newton is, you know, he was an MVP at one point in his career at quarterback. So I think this is the best situation for Cam Newton, you know, to learn, to be around winning, to live and breathe and sleep winning every single day. He's going to be all about it. I think Bill Belichick will let him do his thing a little bit. And, you know, Josh McDaniels will let him do his thing a little bit. But also they'll throw their touches on how they play offense. You know, he's going to have Julian Edelman. He's going to have, I mean, not that many weapons, but, you know, they run a specific offense that attends to certain receivers and how they want to run it and how they want to do it. So if Cam Newton picks up on that, I think that they're going to be a scary team in that division. And the scariest thing about it is Cam Newton, not only is he going to be healthy, not only is he going to be playing for the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick, but he's going to have the biggest chip on his shoulder he's ever had in his football career, ever since he's probably little. This is probably going to be even bigger than him going to a JUCO school and having to transfer to Florida and then transfer to Auburn. I mean, he's going to have the biggest chip on his shoulder this year, and that's scary. Whenever a guy's in shape and guy's ready and he knows how to play football and he knows how to get back to that elite level and has the biggest chip on his shoulder, that is a recipe for unbelievable things that can happen for that team. So I'm sure teams are really worried about that signing that is are in the AFC.
Are you surprised, Doran, that A, it took this long for someone, given the state of quarterback play in the NFL, A, it took this long for Cam Newton to find a job, and B, he basically had to settle for minimum wage with a bunch of incentives. I'm kind of shocked by that.
I think that this was always planned. I think that this has been in the works for months. Bill Belichick, I think that Cam Newton's agent and Belichick and the Patriots and Kraft and those guys have been in contact probably weekly saying, like, listen, we want to sign Cam, but we need to sign him at the right time. We have this thing that's going to be going down, and once that goes down, we will sign him that day, we promise. And that's obviously the Cincinnati Bengals cheating scandal, whatever that was. So I think they wanted to play it right where, you know, they could take all the notice off of them being potential cheaters and put it all on Cam Newton. I think that this has been in the work. I know that his deal looks pretty bad, but he's going to be the starter. Even if Bill Belichick says that he's going to come in and compete with Stidham, he's going to be the starter. He's going to have the opportunity to make those incentives and money and everything moving forward. So I think that they had this plan for a long time, and I do believe that Cam probably turned down some teams, turned down some workouts, because this is where he wanted to go for a while. And it's a great situation for both of them.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the key, is you got a marriage sort of made in heaven in some ways, because you've got a team that was looking for a quarterback, didn't want to pay that much for it. You got a quarterback looking for, you know, redemption. And, you know, this is the kind of thing, Doran, if it works out for Cam Newton, I mean, he could still get paid next year. You know, maybe a team get, or even the Patriots hang on to him and give him a big money deal next year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the money thing, I think Cam Newton, honestly, at this point, it's more about proving people wrong. He's willing to take less money because he knows he's going to go out there and he's going to hit his incentives and he's going to play very well. And on the flip side of that, Bill Belichick knows it's like, hey, I am going to do every single thing possible this year to prove that I don't need Tom Brady to win. So they are going to put a full court press on what they want to do on offense. They are going to surround everything around Cam, and they're going to go for it this year, because on both sides, Cam has a chip on his shoulder, and so does Bill Belichick, of showing people that he doesn't need Tom Brady to win Super Bowls. He's going to go out there and do everything possible to win the Super Bowl this year with Cam Newton, and then they'll move forward, and he'll get a big contract, and it'll be history after that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. I mean, this to me, you know, if Cam Newton is healthy, I think it puts the Patriots right back in the discussion. You know, I don't know if they're – I still think the Chiefs are the best team, but it would be kind of interesting to see if he's healthy and ready to go. Locally here with the Steelers, I know I haven't caught up with you since Mike Tomlin made declarations about who was going to be the – you know, get the first opportunities to start on the offensive line. Do you like the fact that he's going to give either Chuk Okorafor or Zach Banner the opportunity first to start at tackle, the young guys, or would you like to see him throw Stephon Wisniewski right back in there and let Fowler be the tackle?
I think they're willing to take a chance on Chooks or Banner for right now. I think that in their mind, they're losing Ramon Foster at the guard position, and they need that consistent, solid player there. I think Ben feels that he's probably more protected there. I know that might sound weird to some people because you think of tackles and everything and holding down the outside, but the interior-wise, I feel like Ben feels that he's probably more protected with a solid, consistent player. So that's why I think they made the move of Matt Filer going to guard, because Matt Filer is a very hybrid-ish type offensive lineman. He can move. He can play center probably if you ask him to. He's very versatile in that way. So I think this was probably a conclusion of Ben and Fichtner and Tomlin saying, hey, I want to be as protected as possible, and I think that we need to move Filer to guard, and we'll take our chances on the outside with Chooks or Zach Banner, and we'll figure it out from there. Hey, if we have to keep a tight end, then so be it to help those guys out. But I feel more comfortable with the solid player here at guard, and on the other side having DeCastro, another solid guy. I feel comfortable with those guys in the middle and in interior linemen more than I do outside. So I like the move. I think they're going to take a big risk or big chance on the outside, but I'm sure one of those guys will step up in the end, and Ben will be hopefully back into form he was whenever a couple years ago, you know, throwing the ball and doing things well.
Your experience, is just another minute or two here with Doran Dickerson. In your experience, is it true that offensive lines sort of need to play together, you know, to gel, even if they're veteran guys that have played a couple of years together? I mean, they sort of need a few weeks to sort of gel. I mean, do you buy that, or is that more people from the outside that don't play football say that?
No, I definitely buy that. You need to be on the same page. I mean, that's a unit, and you know, you talk about positions, but the tight end position, or sorry, the offensive line position is a unit. You know, you could have one tight end on the field. You could have an X receiver, a Z receiver, a Y receiver, but the offensive line is a unit. They have to work together. They have to be in unity. They have to be on the same page whenever, you know, Ben's making calls or Pouncey's making calls. I mean, you have to be in sync with each other, and especially the guy that you're working next to, whether you're a guard working next to a tackle or a guard working next to a center or a center working next to guards. You have to be so in sync with every single thing you do, because you can't blow protections and you have to get off the ball in the run game. So I am a very, very big believer in offensive linemen being on the same page and having working together. Heck, honestly, if I was running a football team, I would expect my offensive linemen to go out to dinner every single week and just be around each other, just know each other, and just know, you know, when a guy does this, you know that you're going to do that. So it is very important for the offensive line to be on the same page for everybody. I mean, not just the quarterback, not just the running back, not just the tight ends, the receivers. I mean, it all comes together at the end of the day if the offensive line can pass protect and be on the same page while they're doing that.
Doran, thanks so much, man, and I appreciate you taking some time and breaking it down. And again, I agree with you. I think Cam Newton to New England is going to be a hit, but I guess we got to see it and make sure that he's healthy before we declare that.
All right, Paul. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I do believe Cam Newton is going to be a big time hit and a big time chip on his shoulder. And, you know, good luck to him, because, you know, he's a guy that, you know, doesn't get as much respect as he probably deserves. So good luck to him, and I appreciate you having me on, Paul.
Yep. Hey, thanks for joining me, Doran. That's Doran Dickerson, former Pitt player, former NFL player, obviously part of the team here at 93.7 The Fan. And, you know, breaks it down like a football player does. I mean, and I agree with him, too. I've been around a lot of offensive linemen and offensive lines. And, I've, you know, there's sometimes there are some of these things that people say about football or, you know, any sport that just sort of become accepted as gospel or fact, and they not necessarily always true. But in this case, I do believe the offensive line has to come together. So
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.